Tell me who hath believed our report, and to whom is it revealed, the mighty arm of the Lord.
Hello, I'm Kathy Davidson, and I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church here in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. In 1974, Sharon and Tracy Dart, as Tracy puts it, were in a partnership with an old friend building swimming pools in California. The business seemed to be going great. They had pools lined up to build, and there was money in the bank, so they would have plenty of money through the winter when the pool season was over. Along with running their pool company, Tracy was a songwriter, and he and his wife, along with another couple, had formed a gospel singing group called the Country Congregation. Then things turned for the worse. Material prices went sky high, and even though they tried to compensate, the money in the bank disappeared. When the dust settled, Tracy found they were $22,000 in debt. Tracy's partner wanted to file for bankruptcy, but Tracy didn't think it was the right thing to do. So his partner then said, "All right then, if you want to try to save it, be my guest." And he handed over his share of the business to Tracy. It would be 6 months before the pool season would come again. They had pools under construction, but no money to finish them with. Tracy and Sharon began to pray with everything that was in them. During this trial of their faith, Tracy was awakened one night from a troubled night's sleep. It was 2 a.m. The songwriter had a tune, as he put it, echoing in my troubled brain. He got a pencil and he began to write, "Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But when things change and you're down in the valley, don't lose faith, for you're never alone." He thanked God for still being God in their valley. The chorus then came, "The God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right." So, in just 30 minutes, 72 words and 4 chords later, the song was complete. And Tracy went to go back to sleep, but not until he thanked God for giving him a song that would minister to himself. When Tracy arrived at his office the next morning, the phone rang. It was an order for a pool. Then came another order. And in that time of year when no one was building pools, they ended up with 12 pools to build. They were able to finish all their construction and worked out of all their debt. God had taken them through the valley. In the early 1990s, when this ministry, Water of Life, was really beginning to grow, Dole Davidson, the president of this ministry, was sitting on his bed praying. He was walking through some shaky times, and he didn't seem to have much help. While he was sitting there on his bed praying, there was a Southern gospel group, the McCameys, that began to sing a song that Doyle had never heard. The anointing on that song and the words and the person singing it, Peggy McCamey, ministered to Doyle. For several weeks, every Saturday afternoon, Doyle would join his faith with Peggy Beans, the song and the words, and it ministered comfort to Doyle. Since that time, this song has ministered to a lot of us, myself included. I have the song here, "God on the Mountain," ministered to us by Terry Brown, who's accompanied by her own family. Are you down in the valley? Don't lose faith. You are not alone. God is still God in the valley, and he is able to bring you out.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Oh, you talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, and your talk comes so easy. Life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Yes, you talk of faith when you're up on your mountain, and your talk comes so easy. Life's at its best, but it's down in that valley of trials and temptation. That's when your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the God of the day is still God in the night. Oh, the God of your day, He's still God in your night.
Before we pray, I'd like to invite anyone who's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to come join me Sunday mornings here in this sanctuary, Water of Life Church, at the corner of 18th and Avenue P, as I minister the gospel in person, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, let the power of my Lord be great. Father, let the power of my Lord be great, and grant us repentance. Father, grant us repentance. Open our eyes that we can see. Open our hearts like you did for Lydia, that we can attend unto the things which are spoken. Turn us from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I have been ministering to you the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And there is an aspect of the gospel we are going to look at today that if you don't have this aspect of the gospel, you don't have the gospel and you don't have salvation. And most importantly, you do not have remission of your sins. Let's take a look. I'm going to begin in Romans 6:23, our favorite verse. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. This is written in the Word of God. As much as sometimes we'd like to blot it out of this book, we can't. It's here. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How do we come about that gift? How does that gift work? Well, turn with me to Hebrews 9. We're going to go to verse 19. We are going to talk about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I'm going to begin in verse 19. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. Moses sprinkled all the people with blood. Oh, what about my white cashmere sweater? He sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood, both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. Why? Why was he sprinkling blood everywhere? Verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Let's take a look at that last phrase. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission. What is remission? Remission means two things. It means forgiven. It means pardoned. Forgiven as if you'd never done the act in the first place. But it also means deliverance. It means released from bondage. That's what remission means. Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness as if you've never done it. And there's no release from bondage. How do you get in bondage with sin? Have you ever been bound with sin? Have you ever said to yourself, I wish I couldn't do this, or I wish I wouldn't do this, or I wish I didn't do this every time such and such happens? Have you ever been that way? That is bondage to sin. Now let's see how to come out of it. Why is it blood? Why with blood is there no remission? I'm going to answer that. Let's go to Leviticus 17. And I'm going to go to verse 11. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob speaking. And he said, for the life of the flesh, the life of the body, the life of a creature, the life of a person, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life is in the blood. Where is your life? It is in your blood. If you don't have blood, it's easy. You don't have life. The life is in the blood. And why? This is God speaking. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. It is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. The wages of sin is death. What does death require? Blood. Why does death require blood? The life is in the blood. God requires blood. Now, let's go to Matthew 26. This is Jesus getting ready to go to the cross. This is the Last Supper. And he's breaking the bread and he's filling the cup with wine. And he talks about his own blood. His own blood. And I'm going to begin in verse 27. And Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to his disciples, gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Remember what the word of God said in Hebrews? Without blood, there is no remission. There is no release from bondage, and there's no forgiveness of sin. And Jesus right here says that his blood is shed for the remission of many. The remission of sins. Our sins. Our sins. Now let's go and see this happen. Let's go to John 19. And I'm going to go to verse 31. This is Jesus on the cross. This is Jesus being crucified. Remember, right here, every bone is out of joint. He has no form or comeliness, marred more than any man, hanging on the tree, and it's dark. It's dark. And people are looking at him. He's naked. He's despised, rejected of men. And I'm going to begin in verse 31. He says, the Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and they saw he was dead already, they broke not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. And forthwith came out blood and water. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. Jesus' blood pierced his side, and out of that crucified body came blood. Came blood. Without blood, there's no remission. Here came the blood. Amen. Now, I want to go to Hebrews 9 again. I love these verses. I remember when God was ministering these verses to me. I'm going to begin in verse 11. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, not the tabernacle that here was on the earth, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, the tabernacle which is in heaven, having obtained eternal redemption for us. 13, for the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. How much more? You want the law? How much more. I'm going to say it again. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Can you imagine when God was ministering to these verses to me? And I was considering what Jesus did. My heart filled with the glorious power of God because I realized, can you imagine what took place when Jesus showed up in heaven with his blood? Can you imagine the glorious reception that man got? He had just been crucified. He had just been put in the grave for 3 days. He had just been to hell paying for our sin. He has just been, because of that sacrifice, raised from the dead for us, took his blood into heaven. What a glorious reception he had to have received from the Father and all the angels. Here he comes. Here he comes. And what does he have with him? He's got his blood. He's got that sacrifice necessary for your and my sins to be remitted. He's got it with him. And he enters into the holiest of holies. And he sprinkles his own blood in the holiest of holies in heaven. And what does that do? What does that act do? Our sins are gone. Our sins are gone. He sprinkles the heavens and he sprinkles us, and our sins are gone. And not only is the outside clean, that's what the blood of bulls and goats do, but our inside is cleaned. Our inside, our conscience, our heart, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Thank God. When he was showing me this, it was back in the 90s, and I had a situation I was dealing with. My oldest son, he was having some behavior issues, especially when we would come into this sanctuary. We would come every Sunday morning. I'd sit about the third, fourth row, and I'd have him with me, and it was like clockwork. He'd start acting up. And it would get so bad, I would have to take him out of the sanctuary. You know, that's kind of embarrassing to a mother when you're trying to be all prim and proper, and you've got to haul your child out because they're not behaving. And I didn't know what to do. I did not have a firm grasp on what the devil was causing. I did not have a firm grasp that it was the devil causing him to do that, and I needed to bind the devil. But you know what God was showing me? What that blood of Jesus did. And I started praying for my son. And I would tell the Father, Father, Jesus died, he was buried and raised again. He shed his blood for me. And he shed his blood for my son also. He shed his blood for my son also. Even if my son can't believe it, even if he doesn't understand it, Jesus shed his blood for my son. And I prayed that for a couple weeks. I remember every time I saw Evan act up. Love you, Evan. By the way, that blood was shed for you too. Still, that blood was shed for him. Why? There's redemption in the blood of Jesus. There's redemption. Remember, remission means to be loosed away, to be pardoned from sin, and to be delivered. Well, my son needed delivered. You know what? It wasn't 2 or 3 weeks. It all went away. That misbehaving went away. And that child could sit in the sanctuary and behave. Sit quietly and behave. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. You need to understand, if you do not have the blood, if you do not have blood in your believing, if you do not have blood in your religion, you don't have forgiveness of sins. You do not have forgiveness of sins, and you don't have Jesus. Remember, it's the remission of sins that Jesus brought to you with the shedding of his blood. Have the perfect song for this. And it is Washed in the Blood by the Water of Life Quartet.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed? your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed cometh, will your robes be white and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, be
Do you believe that this Bible's true? Then I'm going to read you Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me hear from you. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the musicians from Water of Life Church. She'd love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at Kathy, K-A-T-H-I-E, at KathyDavidsonWOL.com. That's W-O-L for Water of Life. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.KathyDavidsonWOL.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.